Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Tech stocks led a rally on Wall Street. The tech-heavy Nasdaq finished the day 235 points higher. The S&P 500 was up 46 points, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 322 points to close at 38,226. Tech stocks benefited from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's comments yesterday, in which he quelled fears about potential interest rate increases. Looking at individual stocks, shares of Qualcomm rose 9.8% after the chip company reported sales and profit that beat expectations. Shares of Paramount Global closed up 13%. We report exclusively that Sony Pictures and private equity firm Apollo Global Management have submitted an all-cash $26 billion offer for the media giant. The offer comes as the exclusive negotiating window between Skydance and Paramount is about to expire. Peloton shares dropped 2.5%. The company said CEO Barry McCarthy is stepping down and that it'll reduce its global workforce by 15%. Shares of Cigna declined 3.6%. The healthcare company reported a net loss for the most recent quarter, but raised its earnings projections for 2024. And after the bell, Apple reported sales fell 4.3% last quarter compared to a year ago. iPhone sales specifically declined 10.5%, though that was in line with Wall Street expectations. Apple also authorized a $110 billion stock buyback and signaled that it's likely to see revenue growth in the current quarter. Shares rose more than 6% after hours. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.